to the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Fill my way every day with that agape love. Amen. That's the thing that'll take us home. Amen. Praise the Lord. And what is it? Soon the race will be o'er. I'll travel no more, but abide in my home above. Let me sing amen to the shore. Fill my way every day, every day. Amen. Oh, fill my way every day with love as I walk with the heavenly dove. Let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way on the course. One more time. Amen. The name of the Lord. Hasn't he filled you with that love? Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You may be seated. What a message. That is this message. Agape love from A to Z, the whole way through. Praise the Lord. How many of you are visiting here with us this morning? How many visitors we got? Well, the Lord bless you. God bless you. Welcome. Shalom to you. We're so happy to have you here. We welcome you to feast at the Lord's table with us. And we've come to hear one thing, and that's the voice of God to us in this day. Amen. 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 God bless you. Such an honor and a privilege to be here with you this morning. And we're just under great anticipations for our brother Joseph to return back to us. Amen. Amen. I was telling you, buddy, I said that we would need a militia to hold you together because they're here. They're under great anticipations. But no, we won't need a militia. We got the Holy Spirit. And you got the Holy Spirit. We're just so happy that he's coming back. Amen. So God bless you, my friend. We love you with all our heart. We just also want to just say a little complimentary to our brothers and sisters that have, in the last few weeks, that have been playing the piano and organ, Sister Danielle and Sister Joanna. God bless you. Thank you so much for your service to the Bride of Jesus Christ. And we don't want to leave out Brother Jonathan. He's done a great job. God bless you. You may be seated. It's such an honor just to be around God's children, no matter where you go. We love you all. God bless and be with you. What a great day it is today. Just to come here. To get ready, just to get still and to get quiet, to hear God speak to us. Amen. Such an honor, such a great privilege. Now, I was thinking about this message this morning of the Spirit of Truth. What a beautiful scripture that is that Brother Branham read there in 16:13 of St. John. Just a tremendous, tremendous scripture. And It, certainly every message that you pick up identifies the message and the messenger that God has sent to us.
Amen.
No matter what tape it is, it's so wonderful. And that, just want to read you a quote or two here. From The Message, The Spirit of Truth, Brother Branham says, quote, "But the Bible said when he," and he is a personal pronoun, see? "When he," the person, "Holy Ghost, God, comes, he will reveal these things to you that I've told you," end quote.
Amen.
Amen. No doubt it's the voice of God to us. No doubt. Brother Branham was talking about this scripture here, and he says, "Whatever he says, I say."
Amen.
I like that. He says, he'll tell you things that he's heard. I like that too. What he hears, he'll speak, and he will show you things to come. Oh my, I love that. What he hears, he'll speak and show you things to come. That word. Brother Branham says, he'll be the one that will reveal the thing. Oh my. I just love that. Brother Branham says on this tape, he says, "And one of the great problems for God down through the years, as the history of the church goes, is to find somebody that he completely get in his control. He only needs one man."
Amen.
He's always used one man at a time.
Amen.
We studied that last few nights. One man, not a group.
Amen.
He just wants one.
Amen.
That's all he needs.
Amen.
'Cause two men would have two different ideas.
Right.
He just makes one man, represents himself through that one person. Never did he do it otherwise than that, end quote.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Brother Branham says, "Now, as a young Christian, I've always made this statement. I was glad God got a hold of me before the church did. Hard telling what I'd been, but I was thankful of the leadership and the direct contact that the Holy Spirit impressed in my life with before I ever surrendered it. For as a little lad, I knew there was something. He had talked, and I had talked to him. He talked back to me, and I began to notice that the things that he told me as a little lad, that they began to happening just exactly the way he said they'd do it. So I knowed it had to be true," end quote.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Before he'd even surrendered it. Amen. Then he says, a little later, he says, quote, "Now, I'm an old man now, and I have never one time and can call the world to a standstill and ask them, put your finger on one thing that he ever told me, and thus saith the Lord, in the name of the Lord, but what was absolutely the truth and fact and come to pass, out of the thousands times thousands of things, what does," end quote. Amen, Brother Branham. Every word, thus saith the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's why we can just anchor on every word that prophet said. We're not anchoring on anything else. It's what did that tape say?
Amen. That's it. Brother Branham says, the Holy Spirit has taken us over. We must have confidence in that. And as we place our confidence in that, then the results comes, ends quote. What did the angel say to him? If you can get the people to believe you, nothing will stand before your prayer, not even cancer. Amen. That's the confidence we have, is in that. Amen. What that prophet said. Amen. He says in this same tape, and if I should sit down and take time to write out the things that I have seen him do, it would make a volume of books. And to think of it here, 53 years old, and can say before God, his church, and the Bible, in the presence of this group, that I have not one time ever seen it fail perfectly on the mark every time, end quote. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Oh, my. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you. What a message. What a statement. Amen. He says, quote, don't let it pass, friends, to see a word proven over and over. See the word of God manifested and the very person of Jesus Christ come right in among this people and do exactly the way he did before. End quote. He says, what is it to do to manifest Jesus Christ? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. End quote. That's the simplicity of it. Praise the Lord. Brother Branham said that a prophet can't even speak his own thoughts. Whatever a prophet says is the word of the Lord. You know, like, it just amazes me, the man Micah in the Bible and Amos. There's not much written about them, but Brother Branham said they were a prophet and they had, thus saith the Lord. They were God's word walking down the road. Well, if it's that way for Micah and Amos, it's for sure this message is absolutely thus saith the Lord. Amen. Just thinking back. And young people, I know you just had your creations classes, and we're just so proud of you for what you've done, and we're proud of the parents and the teachers that have done that. Just so proud of you all. And we see that it has such an effect on our young people. And we just want to hear that same tape that you all did. To sit down and just focus in on what you've heard the last few weeks that you've been studying about the mountain, the everlasting sign, you've been talking about that, and the caribou and the grizzly bear and all those things you've been doing. We want to sit and listen to it with you too. We want to be a part of that. Because it's God sent this prophet, vindicated like no other prophet in the history of time. From Enoch to this day, there's never been a prophet like this prophet. Amen. That he was given the commission to reveal all the mysteries that were lost down through the ages and everything, to bring us right back to that again. And you're a part of that bride today. Amen. Called out by that message. The greatest time in all the world's history, right now. Whoa. Truly, our God is God. He is Lord. What an assurance, what a consolation it is for us today to be able to hear that voice on those tapes. Any other voice, there's a red flag somewhere along the way. There might be a question somewhere along the way. Doesn't matter what it is. But when you hear that tape, that's a certain sound.
Amen.
That's the word of the Lord to you and I today. That's the message. That's the message that is perfecting this bride.
Amen.
It's the only message. It's the only thing that can perfect the bride. It's the only thing that'll bring the bride together. And from around the world today, that bride is gathered together. Not under what I gotta say. I have zero to say. But this message, this is it. I was thinking, sometimes you get in trouble for thinking. Let me just share something with you, just a thought. But through the week, we've had over 1,200 tapes that we can go and hear with our families through the week. And it doesn't matter which one you take, it's the word of the Lord to you. But you know, God knew that there would be a bride that would be gathered together today in one mind and in one accord around the world. She would be gathered together because it would be this message bringing her together. And he had something special that he wanted to tell us this morning. I didn't pick the tape. You know that. Brother Joseph didn't pick the tape. We know that. But somebody picked the tape. Somebody did. The unchanging God, according to Amos 3:7, God's prophets. And we believe God's prophets. And I believe he just said, this is the one that I want the bride to hear. I want to tell them who is leading them. I want to tell them who is feeding them. I want to remind them of who's speaking to them. I want them to know who's providing for them every need in their life. I want them to know and assure them and give them that consolation that I'm the one that's healing them. I want them to know that I'm restoring all things to them and that they're heir to every promise that I made in my word. I want them to know that I'm that one that's revealing all the mysteries, but I chose that seventh angel to do it. I want to remind them that I'm in their midst. And I'm the one that saved them. I'm the one that bought them with my own blood. And I'm the one who said, it's a one-man message. I sent my prophet. Hear ye him. He is Lord. He is Lord.
In our hearts. Truly, Lord,
You are Lord, and there is no other. How we thank you, Lord, for this honor and privilege to be in your presence today, Father. To be where your pillar of fire is at today, Lord. To be where your people are gathered, Lord. Around that hidden manna for today, Lord, we thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace that you've shown to us, Lord, for another day. We ask, Father, that be with each brother and sister that came out this morning, Lord. Father, you grant the need on each heart. Father, you see both written and unwritten here and around the hookups, Lord. You know the needs. You know what we have need of today, Father, and that's why you provided this message for today. Yes. I believe with all my heart, whatever we have need of, Lord, it's on this message today. We thank you, Lord, for Brother Joseph and
yes.
for your leadership, Father.
Yes.
Lord, as Brother Samuel reminded us, Lord, there's 1,200 messages, Father. But you chose this one for us.
Amen.
We thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Father, for Brother Samuel, Lord. And just ask you be with him and bless him, Lord. And we thank you for him. For every brother and sister that has a part, Father. Because each one, Lord, has a part to play, and we thank you for it, Father. We ask, Lord, now as we sit at your feet, you feed us this stored up food, Father, as you've ordained to do, Lord, that you'd give us revelation in our heart. You'd open our ears and our hearts, Lord. Open our eyes to see, Lord. We thank you for it, Father. All these requests, Lord, that were put on the pulpit, Father, thou knowest. Just pray that you send your angels out, Lord, and that you touch each one. Father, those that are in the hospitals and the shut-ins, Father, that your Holy Spirit would be close to each one, Lord. We thank you again for this opportunity and privilege, Lord. Commit these things into thy precious hands, for we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Let's sing it to him. For he is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen.
You may be seated. Truly, he is Lord. You know, I was just having a little trouble picking out songs and just praying and everything. And I got to thinking of this song, and I picked it out. And then I got to thinking, there's one thing that can gather the people together, and that's this message. From the east, from the west, from the lands afar, to feast with the King and to dine as his guest on perfect food. Amen.
Oh, they come from the east and west.
Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you so much for the privilege of coming here, Lord, today to worship you, to hear your word, Lord, to have your word revealed to us, Father. And we just thank you for that, Lord. What a privileged people we are, Lord. Lord, just be with us, Lord. Bless these tithes. Bless these offerings, Lord. Speak to us, Father, we ask you. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
Since Jesus has set me free, I'm as happy as heart can be. No longer I bear the burden of care. His yoke is so sweet to me. My soul was as black as night, but darkness has taken flight. And
in. Oh, when the saints go marching.
clap it to him.
Spirit dwells.
Isn't he wonderful?
Isn't he wonderful?
Think of this.
Eyes have seen, ears have heard, what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful?
Let's sing it to him with all our hearts.
Isn't he wonderful?
Just hum it again, bow our heads and our hearts. Ourselves now for to hear his voice to now. Thank you, Lord. Together.
All things are possible.
just remain standing as we turn the service now to Brother Branham. He'll pray for us.